brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, New Year's resolution is to take more calls, something I'm not good at. Your calls are coming up in a moment, 800-259-9231. My point is, you got one guy reportedly who shot some people at a party in a gun battle. That's what the police believe. He runs off into a national park, and the folks at the national park try to stop him. He reportedly kills a park ranger. And then you read the article. It says the feds have got a drone looking for his infrared, and they haven't found him, and then he's so dangerous. You know, they're still theorizing, you know, thinking of what they need to do before they go in. This is one guy with some guns who's willing to use them. All these people go, oh, they've got drones and helicopters. Oh, no one can defeat the federal government. If there's a civil war, they're going to come and they're going to get us. No, what they're going to do is shut down the cities and let people start starving. That's all they can do is barricade cities. You try to send people out door to door to take guns, and it's over. The American people know what's going on. They're arming to the teeth. Most of the military are great men and women, and they know what's going on. They're donating to Ron Paul in record numbers. But what do you do when you get pulled over by some crazy cop? It happens all the time to people who's been in Iraq and Afghanistan for five tours. And you argue with them about the fact that you weren't speeding, so they taser you and break your jaw or kill you. You've seen these videos of these high and tight, they're always former vets, totally crazed, and they pull somebody over and don't like what you say, and they go crazy on you. I mean, that's the old thing of after World War II and Korea and Vietnam, in every community it was like, leave that guy alone, he's an old vet. Leave old Bobby alone. He'll go crazy on you because they don't care. They'll just start killing people. You don't just kill a bunch of people and do all this stuff and then it stops. You get addicted to it. Not that you even like it on average, but that it's what you know how to do. That's why you don't want a military domestically, because the military kills people and breaks things. A peace officer defuses, helps communities, and then uses force if they have to. Because when you use force on somebody, ladies and gentlemen, it comes back on you. When you use force on somebody, even in the right, it leaves scars on you. But if you do things, except for the most evil people, and that's a very small percentage, most of our troops that are even doing bad stuff are not bad people. Most of the police who are doing bad things aren't evil people on average. They're delusional, they're stressed out, they're crazy. And the last group they need to be hiring as police are combat troops that have served more than two tours. It might be good to have a cop who's been in the military serve a tour if they aren't crazier than a bloody March hare. But they want the, quote, tough guys that'll crack the heads of the American people. They try to soup them up. They try to get them in a combat stance towards the American people. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to break them back to your calls. I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. As more park rangers get killed, as more cops get killed, as the police get more and more paranoid about the public and see us as the enemy, and see veterans as the enemy. There's a paradox. The police are full of veterans, but they're also taught the veterans are the number one threat. And in a way, it's true because they're trained killing machines who are committing suicide en masse at record numbers. And then as you push them, they're going to blow gaskets and start killing you. And then the police act even crazier towards the public. And then it's off to the races. De-escalation is the key word here. Because if we have a civil war here, ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to help the globalists. We need to reach out to police and military now and educate them about these facts. And it's the truth. They'll totally click. It's easy to wake up a cop or the military. It's the easiest groups to wake up. You just got to do it. We'll be right back.
Do did you ever think you'd be where you are? A decade into the 21st century. Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, finishing up with the NDAA and how it ties into Americans buy record number of guns for Christmas, and how that ties into this report out of the Seattle Times. Massive manhunt after Ranger slain at Mount Rainier. Late night gun battle at a late night party. The suspect's trying to hide out in the woods. The Ranger set up a roadblock. He goes around him, comes to a second roadblock. Gets out, shoots the Ranger from concealment, starts shooting at the SWAT teams and police that arrive. He has been found dead. They don't know if he committed suicide or if he died from wounds in the shootout, but this just came out. Pierce County officials say the Iraq war vet, notice they won't say Marines or Army, being sought in the killing of a Mount Rainier National Park ranger, has been found dead in a ditch near his car at the crime scene. Yeah, they probably killed him in the gun battle, but they waited just forever to even go up around it. Continuing, some 200 SWAT officers, police, and rangers at Mount Rainier National Park in Washington State were searching Monday for an Iraq war veteran suspect in the killing on Sunday of a ranger. So it took him over today. Highlights from news coverage. So it's all broken down there. So he was dead in a ditch for more than a day right there, and they wouldn't even go up by the car. And that just confirms what I was saying earlier. Hundreds and hundreds, it said over 100 feds with hundreds of other local police all just saying we're not even going to try to go down the road. He might get us. Oh, bring in the drones. And again, I'm just saying it's a change in policing. Because in the old days, people didn't have to talk about how macho they were all day. In the old days, police were trained just to charge in. You know, if you got shot, that's what you signed up for. Now, the tower shooting is a great example. We've actually had that Texas Ranger in here. He was an Austin cop at the time. And the locals all just got out their guns and kept the guy pinned down, or he would have killed many more. And the police just went right up the tower and right up there to kill the guy. And by the way, he started shooting at him, and they just went in with, you know, took him out with shotguns. But, I mean, Blacksburg, it was over 3 hours they sat there while he was in there killing people. And then and then they say, don't have guns. And then they said they locked the park down and wouldn't let people get out while he was doing it miles away. I mean, look, I'm in a national park, and they say we're locking you in the basement for a day because somebody's got a gun. I'm like, no, I'm not going to sit here and wait in a basement for somebody somewhere in a park to come kill me. The answer is guns to protect yourself from people like this. Now, to be clear, the average military man and woman is incredibly dedicated. All the statistics are there, hardworking, good people. But if you put them in more than two or three tours, statistically, people start to get really screwed up. That's just PTSD. It's a real deal. My issue is this is a problem, reaction, solution paradigm. The social engineers know full well when they have people serve 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours. I was on that aircraft with that Air Force MP captain. He was going to bury his buddy at Fort Hood. They had the casket on board the Southwest Airlines craft. I talked to him for 3 hours flying back from that video shoot in Las Vegas with Jesse Ventura. And he talked about how he was going into his 9th tour since 9/11. 9th tour. And how his buddy had been in 9 and finally got blown up by a roadside bomb, or was it in Afghanistan? And he'd been in Iraq, hadn't been with his buddy in over a year. And again, the Austin police know about this because they were all there to pick up the casket and, you know, take it to Fort Hood with a big parade or whatever. If you really cared about the troops, you wouldn't have them serve tour after tour. And I said, well, what's it like being an Air Force MP? He goes, in these countries, we're the ones that have to drive the convoys through. We're the ones that have to guard the bases. We're the ones that actually get attacked all the time. And he said, now in all branches of the armed service, you're facing combat. And it's not like there's the enemy, we're going to go have a big war with them. It's the worst type where it's just extreme boredom. And then somebody starts shooting at you or throws a hand grenade, or this is what's going on. So the system knows you're going to get a percentage of these vets that come back who are going to engage in all this violence, and they're going to use those guys to demonize all the veterans and go after all the veterans generally and try to restrict them from having the Second Amendment. And that's already happening. It's having people with no criminal record, no problem. They're going in to buy a gun they can't. But the other group of PTSD people, they're being taken and made, actually, in many cases, the really bad apples. They're being made police. And so they're the people that you pull over, you know, that pull people over, and you see the person barely even ask a question, and the cop drags them out and starts beating them or shoots them or tasers them because they're crazy. And they have an appetite now for violence just to feel normal. Because if you've been involved in violence over and over and over and over and over again, you expect for it to happen some more just so you feel normal. In fact, guys, you can pull it up. Just type in record number of suicides. The last time I saw the number 2 weeks ago, it was 7 times any previous number. 7 times. And so the system knows they're all coming home. And so they're going to have one group of veterans and the police attacking another group of veterans who are, quote, civilians. And it is just a nightmare scenario. But the big nugget here, the big point I want to make here today is this. Under NDAA, they've already had it going on for 6, 7 years. Regular Army at checkpoints, Army helping cut people out of cars, Army doing all this PR stuff so the rollout can be sold to the public. But in the real manuals that are now been released to everybody, it's all about veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters. It's the veterans that have got their act together. It's the veterans that know who the enemy is. You are the enemy. and you are going to be blamed and demonized for these other people, the people that are throwing the puppies off the cliffs, the people that are blowing up the Iraqi families. Those, how do I know this? From constant research. Constant research. I remember how they hired people for Abu Ghraib. It came out in the Army investigation. The federal government went around in 2002 in the build-up to the war, and then in 2003, right before it started in March, and would hire former federal and state guards who had been caught abusing people and raping people. And they said, you want another job? How about triple the pay? So, see, the government is looking for the bad guys that'll bomb an Oklahoma City, that'll rape a child, that'll do this kind of stuff. And they're trying to get rid of all the good people that are in government, just like Stalin and Hitler opened up the prisons and put criminals in charge. This is what they're doing. But I got a message to all those people. What do you think is going to happen, and it's already starting, when the system tries to crack down on lawful gun owners and veterans? It is an unwinnable scenario for the globalist if you think that they care about the troops and police. They don't, though. They want this country to descend into a banana republic. They planned the whole deal. They want the civil insurrection. They think they know how to deal with it. And this is one of the false flag events they want, is a civil war in this country, and we've got to avoid it. They know full well when they send people off to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours, you're going to get a lot of unstable people coming back. All right, let's go to the calls. Who's been holding the longest? Janice and then John. Janice in Texas, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
My New Year's resolution was to give up C-SPAN, and I was editing through like all these meetings that I hadn't watched before, and I came across something so absolutely horrifying. It left me trembling. It was the title of the meeting is the Joint Chiefs of Staff Expansion Proposal. And, you know, it was about giving the National Guard a chair at the Joint Chiefs and what the National Guard could do domestically under Title 10 and Title 32. And then they're all fighting, and Lindsey Graham, it's Lindsey Graham's turn, and he is so completely high and crazed out of his mind. His eyes are like glass, and he keeps licking his lips, and his shoulders are jerking back and forth, and he's like yelling at the Joint Chiefs and telling them it's not up to them, it's up to him. And anyway, it's just something you
need.
Well,
I'll tell you what was the date of this? Because they are under NORTHCOM, rolling National Guard, not giving them a seat, but actually taking them away from the governors and the legislatures. And that's in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act 07. They admit it's for civil unrest by the legislatures. They're saying, legislatures, if you try to exercise your 9th or 10th Amendment, we're going to occupy you. And that's why they now have the puppet 10-member governor and the rural council. But I've seen Graham, and if he's not on amphetamines or cocaine or something, I'm an Easter bunny. If we're going to play the clip again tonight where he talks about how he wants people scared and you bet it's for citizens and the NDAA, and looking at his face, he looks like he's not drunk, because I've seen one where Lieberman looks like he's drunk. But Graham looks like he's hopped up on something. It may just be power, though, Janice.
I'm not sure. I've been on the road with rock and roll bands my whole life, and I've seen high on hopped up. I mean, and he is hopped to the nines. It's like Criminal Insanity got together with cocaine and had a baby and named it Lindsey Graham. I mean,
I've looked at his eyes on TV and up there. He is crazy, sweating and jerking around. And you bet it's for America citizens. I want to be scared. I mean, I even talked about that last week. So what else happened in this meeting?
Well, what you were just saying, like, there was way too much for me to take it all in. That's why I wanted you to have a look at it, because they talk about NORTHCOM. The Joint Chiefs do not want the National Guard, you know, to have a chair there. And they say NORTHCOM is like, you know, part of it that takes care of it. And Lindsey Graham saying no, no, no. And, you know, basically, you know, this all happened like 2 weeks before they passed the NDAA. And I wouldn't have, like, if I'd seen
it. Yeah, when you watch Lieberman and all of them, they are shaking with power trips. Whenever they pass the NDAA in the Senate, Jay Rockefeller, you know, was just super excited. It was like, I mean, they know what they're doing. I've seen famous newsreels of Hitler when he was taking over Czechoslovakia and stuff, they're walking around rubbing their hands together. And give me the date of that so I can pull that up on the C-SPAN archives when we come back. Any other points you want to add? Then I'm going to go to John and others.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Economic news or the latest on Iran or what's happening with the polls. Ron Paul still in number one. Politico got caught claiming that Paul was in number three when he was number one in the poll. They're going to try all sorts of dirty tricks. The Republicans are going to count the votes in secret. The Republican establishment, they are really, really scared. But yes, years ago when I had more time, I was addicted to C-SPAN. I mean, that's how I knew TSA was going to be on the streets 9 years ago. That's how I knew they were going to start making people go through the government to be able to have a job, a quote, Homeland Security, because I watched a 2-hour meeting with the whole thing being planned out. And that's what's frustrating, is that the media will debate, say, 5 degrees of a 360-degree system. They'll act like they're debating with the Republican and the Democrat on the show whether it should be done like this or that, but they're only debating one little bitty area that basically does the same thing regardless of what decision is made. And they create these fake consensuses where they have the consensus with all the talking heads debating, well, when do we strike Iran? And then they have debates about it, but never, why are we striking Iran? Or why are we being lied to again? And the controlled corporate media, the dinosaur media, has total disdain for the public. Total disdain. Janice, finishing up, what was the name of the hearing again, and when was it? Because now you can search everything. In the last few months, they've upgraded the C-SPAN website where you can search it with the name and date and find anything right there on the site, the video, everything.
Yeah, if you just go to cspan.org and type in Joint Chiefs of Staff Expansion Proposal, that'll bring it up. But I think this video needs to go viral of Lindsey Graham, because he's also, when he's doing his jerking like craziness, he talks about, national like emergencies, disasters, hurricanes, whatever, using the guard on the citizens, as a battlefield. I mean, it's insane. I was so scared. I'm sorry. I'm just so worked up. I can't even believe I found it.
Well, listen, it's like a caller called us a few weeks ago and said, you haven't seen the debates where they admit there's a secret torture provision. And I'm like, well, I know there's bestiality in the NDAA. I know it's the Inde Posse Comitatus, a global declaration of war. But no, I didn't know they actually admit torture. And then we went and found the clips they mentioned. And sure enough, it's four senators going, we're going to torture Americans and we want you to be afraid. I mean, that's the definition of terrorism. And they were all getting real wild-eyed. Lieberman looks drunk and is licking his lips, getting off on it. And they're like cartoon bad guys. And Graham is hopping around on the stage. McCain is hopping around. Levin's all hunched over like a snake. Man, this is super creepy. I appreciate your call, Janice. I mean, you watch these guys, it's not for, quote, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for them. It's for the American people. John in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the privilege of speaking to you today. I'm a first-time caller and a fairly new listener. Now, my comment and question is, before I discovered your show and the 9/11 Truth Movement, Patrick Buchanan was my favorite political commentator. Afterwards, you became number one and he became number two or three. So my question to you is, did you ever try to contact him and ask him about the 9/11 Truth? Because he knows about the New World Order. He's written books about it. He endorsed Ron Paul, his magazine, interviewed Sybil Edmonds in November 2009. That's it.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call, John. Look, I've met Pat Buchanan a few times. I worked for his campaign, at the lowest level, hand out yard signs and stuff many, many years ago, I guess in 92 and then 96. So I like Buchanan on a lot of issues, but Buchanan won't commit political suicide, and Ron Paul won't do it either. They've got that clip of Ron Paul being asked by the lovely lady, why won't you cover 9/11 Truth? And he said, well, I'm busy with other things. And now they're saying, hey, this staffer says that you said it was the government. I tend to think that's probably not true. Plus, the guy ran against him in his congressional seat is probably a mole. I don't know that, but it doesn't matter. Ron Paul only goes with what he can prove one way or the other, and that's why he hasn't gotten into 9/11 Truth. But he does talk about false flag terror. He came on my show a few weeks ago, and it's been all over the news, New York Times, you name it, and said, hey, the government staged this deal with the Iranians to blame them, for a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador. And the New York Times and others came out and said Ron Paul was insane. Well, we wrote an article showing the New York Times saying what Ron Paul had said. I mean, it was all the experts on even mainline wouldn't go along with this. It was totally fake. So, I mean, Ron Paul gets attacked for talking about stuff that's admitted.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You see, if I have researched something and I know it's the truth, I don't care how destructive it is. I don't care how much I get attacked, how much I get demonized. I've got to tell the truth. Lying for me is incredibly hard to do. I mean, sometimes my wife's wearing something that I don't particularly like, and she'll ask me, do you like this? And I'll tell her, no, I don't like it. And, of course, you learn real early on with girlfriends, and you get married, that they ask what you think, but they usually don't really want to know. So it's like, do you like this? And, of course, if they like it and you tell them no, they'll get irritated. But you know what? If somebody makes me food and they say, did you like it? And I don't, I'm like, you know, I like that other dish you make better. Like my mom asked me on Christmas, she says, you like that kind of cabbage? She makes this purple cabbage. It's really good. I don't know how to describe it. It's really tasty. And I was like, yeah, this is even better than you usually make it. Sometimes it's a little, you overcook it. It's a little slimy. She kind of gives me this look. I'm like, well, no, this is, you know, her. She's a great cook. I'm like, no. It was always my favorite before. Now I like the way you did this one even better. The thing is that I've gotten to the point where I just cannot pull punches with people. I mean, that's why I'm honest on air about myself, too. People say, why did you say that about yourself? Because I found it helps my thinking process if I'm just truthful. with my, because when you lie to somebody, it's almost like you lie to yourself. And so I think the beginning of turning around our society is that we all start being more honest. And I think we should be honest about lies we've told, even when we don't know we've told them at the time. I mean, I'll hear rebroadcasts sometimes, or I'll see videos I've done where there's a fact in it that is completely wrong. It's not very often. And I think back, like I saw a video the other day from 2 years ago that somebody brought to my attention, and I what I said was not true. And I've spent probably 15 hours the last few weeks in my mind trying to figure out, why did I say that? Because I can't remember why I said it, and it's like a riddle or a conundrum. It's like, why did I say that? Because I'm not being sarcastic. And it's not true. And, but I guess for people that don't have a conscience, they just think that's fun to lie all day long. Well, a lot of philosophers said, know thyself. You know, you need to know yourself first, then you'll know others. So I've said it. I mean, I am an obnoxious, slovenly person. But that's only one aspect of who I am. And I've got to strive to be a better person. Because if you don't strive to be a better person, well, then who are you? You just give in to being corrupt. You just give in to being stupid. You just give in and have no standard. I mean, if we don't have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, the sky, or I should say the bottomless pit, is the limit. And, of course, something that's bottomless doesn't have a limit. The scope of depravity. I mean, I have this total instinct driving to want to protect little old ladies and children. A lot of people call that goody two-shoes or a softy or pathetic. No, I'm not a softy. I have an instinct to want to have a good society. I have an instinct to want to help people because I'm normal. And in this crazy world, I'm abnormal. In this crazy world, Ron Paul is abnormal because he's a constitutionalist for common sense. What did George Orwell say? In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Let's go through five or six more calls, and I'll hit the final news here in the first show of the new year. I think it's been pretty powerful so far. We've gotten a lot of key information out. Folks, I don't want you to be scared of this NDAA. I want you to, from my perspective, use it to wake people up and say, okay, here's the end of Posse Comitatus. We told you that was coming. They say they can arrest you and disappear you into a black hole. And if they say, oh, I heard on the news that wasn't true. Oh, here, really, let me take you over to Infowars.com. And we've got articles here with all these links to videos with the senators saying it, that it is for citizens, and saying they'll kill you if they want to or torture you, and saying that Obama wanted it added. Because I've never seen something wake people up like this NDAA. And so when Obama comes out and says, okay, it does affect citizens, I'm going to sign it because I don't want to hold up the military appropriations and pay for the troops. And then it turns out it's on record. The White House lawyers and Obama told Congress, you do this or we're going to veto it. I mean, that is a level of deception that is really waking people up. But again, why did they hide it? Why did they hide it? Why did they first try to claim it wasn't in there so they could pass it? And then now that it's passed, they're trying to say it isn't in there. Because the enemy showing itself, the foreign megabanks trying to engage in a coup d'etat, that's what this is. The caller from Germany last hour was spot on. Hitler was elected in a power-sharing agreement with Kaiser Wilhelm and himself. They had a parliament, and he was the second biggest party. And then Hitler used staged terror attacks to get power, and right on time, Kaiser Wilhelm had a stroke, and he just signed the power over to Hitler. Because of the threat of the communist, it was like, go with the fascists or the communists will take over. And the old line elite, threatened by revolution, being funded by the big same mega banks that were funding the fascists, see, they went either way, just like Carol Quigley wrote at Georgetown. The system wins either way. When they fund tyranny, different variants of it. Let me read you a few quotes here. This is Bertrand Russell from his book, The Impact of Science on Society, 1952. Nobel Prize winner, one of the top theoreticians and philosophers of the eugenics New World Order. If a black death could spread throughout the world once in every generation, survivors could procreate freely without making the world too full. There would be nothing in this to offend the conscious or the devout or to restrain the ambition of nationalists. The state of affairs might be somewhat unpleasant, but what if really high-minded people are indifferent to happiness, especially other people's? So he's saying, what if? We need to be high-minded and release bioweapons. Bertrand Russell, here's another quote. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will be psychologically impossible. Even if all the miserable, all will believe themselves happy. Because the government will tell them that they are so. War has hereto been disappointing in this respect. But perhaps biological war may be proven effective. Because before that, in the passage, he's talking about reducing population. Bertrand Russell wanted to, and of course, H.G. Wells originally wrote this about 30 years before they invented A-bombs. Where atomic bombs are dropped on all the cities to reduce population. The original book was called The Shapes of Things to Come, and the movie that came out in the 30s was called Things to Come, H.G. Wells. Watch it. They have B-2 bomber batwing aircraft flying around nuking all the cities to get rid of the people. Hey, guys, will you Google H.G. Wells, The Shape of Things to Come, when that was published? I forget. I know the movie was in the early 30s. We've got clips of it in Endgame. I mean, look, they thought this stuff up. And look, they run the world. Listen, this was a commenter I saw in a Russia Today interview I did where I was covering how the government admits they're spying on everybody without warrants. And these, because I went to this guy's site, you know, he was like a little neocon. He thinks war and death, I guess is cool. He says, it makes sense that the U.S. government spies. But then, if I was running the world for the best of its actions, I would spy too. Heck, God is always watching. I mean, personally, it just makes sense. If you want to know what's up with people and making sure or trying to cut down on crime, duh, you spy or check in on the peeps once in a while. It's not like you'd like them coming to your door with a survey every 3 months, because it's not like people should have anything to hide, right? The criminals that run the society want to enslave you. It's not that you have something to hide. Every time we get governments that start spying on everybody, horrible oppression always follows. The Shape of Things to Come, a work of science fiction by H.G. Wells, published in 1933. Okay, so I guess the movie and that came out right after it. Which speculates on future events from 1933 until the year 2106. The book is dominated by Wells' belief in a world state as a solution to mankind's problems. Oh, but I thought there's no world state. I mean, Ron Paul's crazy. I played the Huntsman interview earlier. The Huntsman ad that has clips from my film Endgame where Ron Paul says George Bush Sr. called for a new world order. And they're like playing Twilight Zone music. I mean, that's all they call for in any of this stuff. And they're setting it up. Headlines, Goldman Sachs conquers Europe. Now the world government to be run by private banks. I don't want to live under a world government run by private banks. I'd like to have my own country. Shut up, crazy man. It doesn't exist. This is the level of hoax we're dealing with. And the good news is they're losing more and more of their power to hoax people. From the bottom of my heart, I want to speak to the enforcers, the bureaucrats, the people in the system. You know the New World Order, this globalist system. NAFTA, GATT, the open borders, all the taxes, the regulations. Every time you follow what you're told will fix things, things get worse. And it's only going to get worse because this is a post-industrial model. That's what the globalists want. That's what their plans are. That's what they push. That's what's in their international agreements. That's what's under UN law. It is a tiny elite waging war against civilization because they're in a race to shut down civilization for the general public before we get the life extension technologies. They're threatened by technology. They're threatened by education. They're threatened by it. So they replace it with facsimiles. Instead of enlightenment, they give you rote regurgitation. Instead of real private property, they make you debt slaves with property taxes. Everything is a facsimile or a counterfeit. A dry, it's like, you ever seen fake food? They got like fake bread, fake pudding, you know, restaurants have it to show you what their dishes look like. It may look like pumpkin pie. It may look like cheese enchiladas, but it's not. It's wax. Robert in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, great show today. I just want to disagree with the previous caller who said that calling into radio shows isn't a meaningful form of activism. I think right now, leading up to the caucuses, we can all get a lot done if we call into the local shows in Iowa. And
that's right. You're the Funkmaster 5 guy on YouTube, and you personally have called all the big shows reaching tens of millions of people. On Limbaugh, you name it, plugging Infowars.com, plugging Ron Paul. You as one man have been a wrecking crew and a testament to using talk radio. That's why they've got so many call screeners and people. It's an act of Congress to get on those shows to make sure what you say is within the paradigm. The quickest way to get on is to call in and act like a dumb liberal. Call in, say you love communism and everything. They'll put you right on to make you look stupid. I'm sorry, go ahead. Tell us how you get on these evil shows.
Well, from show to show, it's a little different. You know, one show you'll have to act like a liberal, or another show you'll have to act like you agree with them. But if you have a good enough story, you can get through. But you have to be kind and respectful when you get on their shows, because if you get on there and act like an idiot or you don't have your facts straight,
they can't say it real fast. You just ask, like, why is Ron Paul being criticized? You know, Huntsman's new ad, it's very interesting. You know, the Twilight Zone one. Yeah, that kook. Yeah, it's a kook. I mean, but I agree with you. There's no New World Order, even though they're all over the news, Rush, announcing a new banking world order run by mega banks. I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush did call for a world government, didn't he? And then they hang up on you and laugh at you. But everybody remembers that they did call for a world government. So why can't Ron Paul say we don't want that? Go ahead.
Well, as you know, Alex, all these neocons and even guys on the left are working together now, all together in concert to demonize, and they're turning the attack machine on Ron Paul because they're freaking out because they see that he's first in the polls there.
That's all you need to know, that he's good, is that the entire system, all the political prostitutes from every angle, it's always been about covering all the political bases to make people think they had a choice, but they're all on the same team.
Well, and if you listen to any of those shows, you hear they're being inundated, overrun by Ron Paul supporters, all intricately making their point. Some of the people on there are a little ill-prepared. I do urge people, after you're done listening to Alex, after his show's over, call some of these shows, have your points ready. You know, use the information. Like Alex says, the information's easy to find out there. It's all over the place. Their sources, their very own sources have the information. Use that. Support them. I mean, we are running out of time. We have one day until the caucus. We really need to get on these shows. There's shows all through the day, shows that haven't even come on yet. Later on, I'm going to be on all day, all night, until the caucuses.
Exactly. And again, people say, well, they'll just cheat us with the electronic machines, and then that will come out. Again, if you don't force their hand, you don't expose them. And again, we're winning just by Ron Paul exposing the private Federal Reserve. We're winning. Look, they are attacking Ron Paul now because they can't ignore him. But every time he goes on a show, if I was him, I'd say, I've already answered all this newsletter stuff, and I've already answered about how we shouldn't have to pay for people's sexual behavior. You know, they should have to pay for it themselves, just like smokers should have to pay for their own lung cancer. Why, when you have other people on, do you let them talk about their issues and their policies, but with me, you don't? There's a reason. Same reason the media gives me the least amount of time in the debates and tried to tell people I couldn't win, because you're scared of me. And Ron Paul's doing it more. I've told him, you know, on air, I've told him off air, he needs to toot his horn and say, I warned you about all this for 30 years, now it's happening. You see, Ron Paul, everything he talked about coming is now happening right as he's catapulted. And let me agree with you, Robert, he is on fire right now. I mean, the Ron Paul phenomenon, and again, he's just a focal point of liberty. We're winning. Okay, the tyrants pass a law saying they can arrest us for no reason. But they're trying to hide that because they know it's illegitimate. That discredits them as confirming everything we said. I'm glad they passed the NDAA and show us what pigs they are, what New World Order tyrants they are, what little Hitlers they are. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I'll tell you one thing, it is a really exciting time to be alive right now. People that talk about how they're bored, you're bored because you play video games and watch TV all day, folks. If you're a new listener out there, reality is all around you. And this is a time to choose which side you're on, liberty or tyranny. It's on. And I am just so excited to be alive. And you think about all the people that are going along with this corruption, going along with this New World Order, going along with the NDAA and all the rest of it. Think about how discredited they're going to be in the future. They're going to be known as the Nazi sympathizers, as the globalist sympathizers. We're going to beat these people. We should be very excited. Yeah, they're trying to start a new war, and they're so threatened by the public, they're passing the NDAA, and I wish Congress would have done the right thing and killed that. But we're going to make lemonade out of lemons. Okay, this is going to expose you, and it has. I cannot stress to you. We're going to do 5 minutes overdrive to finish the calls. I cannot stress to you enough how big this awakening is, how much people are getting and apologizing to me. You wait till the next shoes start dropping. We've warned so many people, Ron Paul has and others, that as the globalists try to implement this stuff, it is not going to go well for them. And if it does go to armed conflict, which I pray it doesn't, look what this one guy did. You know, they had hundreds and hundreds of police and people to deal with him, and they waited a day while he was dead in the ditch. They were so scared to go, you know, where his car was. I mean, if the New World Order thinks people like that are going to be able to go up against the American people, They can crush somebody like me easy. Okay, I'm committed to this cause. Whatever. I won't enjoy it, but that's just the way it is. My shields are down. Here I am. Destroy me. But you cannot destroy the spirit of liberty. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. And the idea of liberty. We've tried tyranny. We've tried big government. We've tried globalism. It stinks. And they're trying to sell us more globalism as the solution to all of this. Now is the time to get involved. Now is the time to get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. We've got a 15-day free trial running again. You can go watch excerpts of it for free. The top of InfoWars.com. Just click the Watch Now button. You can download topics and videos on any subject you can imagine and give them to people. You can get our YouTube videos that are seen by millions. You want to give somebody an 8-minute video breaking down the NDAA? We've got one up there on our YouTube channel right now. Obama signs martial law bill. You can get all 18 of my films on DVD. I've done 3 hours and I haven't even plugged videos yet. You can get all of my films for $99.95, 18 films. Support us, but more importantly, have films to give friends and family and wake people up. Almost every caller that calls here was woken up by somebody giving them a film or giving them the website. The ground, psychologically, mentally, spiritually, has never been more fertile for truth than it is now. And Ron Paul is our omnibudsman, our aging Gandalf out there facing the Borag right now. And in the process of what he goes through and the attacks and him exhausting himself on this worthy cause, you can tell he's tired. I can see it coming, his life force, you know, being spent. He understands on this worthy cause, we affect generations worldwide. They're demonizing Ron Paul because those ideas are universal and they are the antidote to the globalist poison. The system knows it and is scared. We're going to come back from break and go to Mike in New Jersey first, then Danny, then Kristen. I'll try to get to Robert, but I'll at least get to those three. Straight ahead, main radio transmission ends now. With some stations carrying the first hour again in the fourth hour. And I'm going to come back and take some more of your calls. Great first show of the new year. We'll be back tonight on the TV with key information, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.